This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine says its troops have recaptured a fourth village from Russian forces in the southeast, where it has launched a long-awaited counteroffensive. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
On Monday, soldiers raised the Ukrainian flag in Storozhye in a video posted online. Video from a Ukrainian reconnaissance drone is said to show the troops moving into Storozhye. But ending Moscow's occupation of southern and eastern Ukraine is a daunting task. Russia has more men, ammunition, and air power, and has spent months building defensive fortifications. On Sunday, Kyiv said its forces heading south had liberated three other nearby villages in the Donetsk region.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Monday he is working to extend an agreement that allows grain from war-torn Ukraine to reach the global market and prevent shortages. That crucial accord granting safe passage for Ukrainian grain to be exported via Black Sea ports despite Moscow's invasion was signed in July 2022 by Russia, Ukraine, Turkey, and the United Nations. It was renewed again in May, but only for 2 months, until July 19th. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken extended his condolences to the family of Silvio Berlusconi and the Italian people following the death of the former Italian Prime Minister, who died on Monday, aged 86.
He was obviously a tremendously significant figure in the life of Italy, in the political life, in the public life of the country.
Blinken at a press conference in Washington, which just happened to be with Italy's foreign minister. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.